Welcome to the Better Human Podcast. This is the BH5, 5 minutes of actionable content focused on one big idea, concept, strategy, tool, or tip to help you become a better human and then make people around you better, the world better, leave a legacy of betterment. That's what life's all about. It's about the journey, not the destination. Becoming is better than being. Today's idea is metacognition, how to think about it, what it is, and how to use it to change your thinking. So this is from the book, Designing the Mind. I got a direct quote here. In order to effectively analyze our software, we have to step outside of it. And the tool that allows us to do this is called metacognition. Metacognition has been defined as knowledge and cognition about cognitive phenomenon. Phenomena? That's a tough word. You could view it as thinking about your thinking or awareness of your own field of awareness. Thinking about your own thinking, you have a thought, and then you step outside of that thought and you think, interesting. What do I mean by that thought? Or where is that coming from? Or why did I think that? And then stepping outside of your awareness. So you're aware of something, somebody said something or did something, and you're thinking about it, you're mulling it over. And then you step outside of that focused awareness of something to become aware of your awareness. And the metacognitive perspective is the foundational viewpoint for psychotexture. That's what he calls it, psychotexture. It's basically architecture and psychic brain, mind. Redesigning the mind without stepping outside of it would be like trying to repair your glasses without taking them off. Although you obviously never actually exit your own mind, when you practice metacognition, you essentially lift yourself up out of the system on which you normally operate so you can look down on the tangled mess of wires and begin the process of rewiring. So I talk about self-awareness a lot. I talk about mindset, growth mindset. And this is one of those foundational things you have to do. To be able to update something, improve it, you have to be able to measure it. To be able to measure it, to find out, like, you know, you're here now, you want to be here. To have an actionable roadmap for improving something, you have to look at it. You have to pay attention to it. You have to know it's even there. You have to know it's even happening. You have to become aware of it. And so much of the problems we face as a human species in our modern environment is that so many things happen without a conscious awareness and without conscious thought around it. We just do things out of habit. We do things subconsciously. A lot of times we do and say things and we don't ever go back to analyze why we did or said that, what the repercussions were, where it came from, maybe how to change it. And so we just keep repeating the same mistakes over and over and over again. And we talk about how we want to get better and we want this and we want that. But wanting, desiring is not enough. Wanting and desiring only if it leads to action and awareness and measuring and an improvement. Only then is desire anything. Because desire without action is just, I don't know, wishful thinking, complete and utter ignorance of how things actually work, cause and effect, like ignoring the universal principles of physics and cause and effect and, you know, entropy and thermodynamics. You can't just desire something. I mean, it's literally meaningless. You have to take action. Before you can take action, though, and that's where this idea is so important. This is a foundational idea to start thinking about on a daily basis. You have to become aware of things that you can take action on or why you would even want to. Very few people, I will say that, very few people out of the mass of 6 to 7 billion that are on the planet, consciously, meaning like on purpose, not just below the surface, not subconsciously, not without really thinking, because you can definitely change subconsciously by just responding to your environment and being around certain people. And there's things that, you know, happen out of just pure environmental adaptation, right? But very few people consciously ask themselves, what am I doing? What am I thinking? Where am I at now? Where am I trying to go? What am I trying to be? And then actively shining a spotlight on the mistakes they make that are moving them in the wrong direction so that they can avoid that and improve that. And then obviously your strengths and things you're good at that you're doing, you want to do more of that. You want to double down. It's a dual prong process, but it does require stepping outside. You have to step outside your thinking. You have to think about your thinking. You have to think about how your thoughts are leading you to certain places that are good or bad or neutral or whatever. And then you want to optimize your thoughts to get more of what you want. Your awareness, where are you shining your awareness to? What are you obsessing over? What are you thinking about? What are you not thinking about? What is flying completely under the radar that you have no idea you're doing it? Maybe it's subconscious completely. You have to shine a spotlight on that. You have to then try to dig deep and go into those subconscious areas, those thoughts, maybe traumas, things that maybe you do bury that manifest in ways that are not productive, where you snap at people or you respond emotionally or you do this or you do that, or you close your mind off and you become rigid and you become fixed mindset. If you don't dig deep, deep below the surface to things that you're probably locking away, uncover what's going on under there, untangle the wires. And then from there on top, you can start changing behaviors because you went at the root. So the thing to start thinking about today is start catching yourself. Every thought, every action, every gut response, every emotional response, take a moment to pause. Think about the response. Was it productive? Was it not? Whatever. How can I change that response in the future to get more of what I want in life and less of what I don't want? And that's the foundation. Just starting with the awareness and stepping outside of your thinking, stepping outside of your awareness, shining a spotlight back on it, analyzing it, thinking about it, et cetera. This will be an evolutionary process. It will take time. But the more you do it on a daily basis and the more you develop that habit of stepping outside of your own thoughts, the better you'll get and the more natural it will become. And then over years and years and years, you'll slowly iterate, grow. You know, you'll drop negative thought patterns and negative habits and you'll continually evolve. That's what the goal is for all of us, is to live a long, healthy, prosperous life of becoming self-mastery, bettering ourselves, bettering the world. That's going to be it for today's show. Get all the updates on your favorite podcast app or YouTube and get on the Better Human Newsletter over at colin.coach. I'll see you in the next one.